A new phase of a major highway construction project in western Massachusetts is scheduled to begin this week, one that could result in more delays for motorists and more noise for people who live and work near the project. MassDOT announced the contractor on the project to reconstruct the elevated portion of Interstate 91 in downtown Springfield will begin demolishing the reinforced concrete bridge deck of the highway. The work, scheduled to begin Wednesday, will take place on the inner northbound lane of the I-91 viaduct. The contractor will work both a day shift from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and a 4 p.m. to midnight shift Monday through Friday. The contractor is planning to use several noise mitigation techniques, according to MassDOT. Curtains have been installed in certain areas to muffle the noise. Construction vehicles have been retrofitted with self-adjusting backup alarms that limit the sound to a set volume above the background noise. Work to rebuild the entire 2.5-mile elevated portion of the highway through Springfield began in earnest 2 months ago with travel lane reductions and ramp closures. The first workday after the changes resulted in serious traffic jams. Delays have eased since as motorists have adjusted travel times and found alternate routes. In announcing the start of the deck demolition work, MassDOT again urged drivers to avoid the construction zone and seek alternate routes. The relatively snowless winter in western Massachusetts has apparently helped keep the project on or slightly ahead of schedule. Massachusetts Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollock, during a visit to Springfield last week, said there is optimism the project will finish by late 2017.
My understanding is that project is actually running a bit ahead of schedule.
Early completion financial incentives were written into the $185 million contract for the highway project, according to Tim Brennan, executive director of the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission.
The contractor gets $50,000 a day to a maximum, I think, of $8 or $9 million if they can beat the agreed-upon termination date.
The contractor would face financial penalties if all the highway ramps and lanes are not open to traffic by August 6, 2018. I-91 carries 75,000 vehicles a day through downtown Springfield.
I've said it before, 91 is really the spinal column of the valley. You got to have that in service.
The elevated highway was built in the 1960s, and it had deteriorated badly by the time the project to refurbish it was announced in 2013. MassDOT said $2.5 million was being spent annually on emergency repairs to the highway. Parking spaces located beneath the bridge decks had to be closed from time to time because of falling chunks of concrete. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.